2,722. Is that what you got, Spencer? 2,720 Spencers have. That's how many shows it is. That's how many shows. And then one of the things really bad about, I got it numbered wrong. I'll try to correct it here later. One of the things that really makes it tough is weekends. You guys, weekends, meaning no show Saturday, no show Sunday. Do you have any idea the tension that builds up inside of me with the things that I come across? Oh, man, I got to share this. Oh, I got to share this, that. We're in a crucible, man, like we ain't never been in. And I'm going to throw some stuff in front of you today. First of all, thanks to all of you for being here. And I wish you all had your own show, but you don't. And it's not easy to do. And I've been at it a long time. In fact, let me jump off real quick with this, Spencer. I came across this, just so you know, that I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. 2,722 shows, 10 years ago. This is me, 10 years ago. I don't know how this popped up in my feed, 10 years ago. Now, I want to ask you this. Listen to this 1 minute and 45 seconds and ask yourself if my message has changed over 10 years. Go ahead, Spence.
Spence, Coach Dave here. Just walked in from a good afternoon on a golf course. Boy, Facebook was lively today with a discussion about Hillary and Trump. A couple points I think I got out of the whole thing. First of all, discussion's healthy, always healthy. But here are a couple points I think we ought to think about. Number one, a lot of people are so hateful of Trump that they don't care if Hillary gets reelected. Some people say Hillary would be the worst thing that ever happened, that she ought to be punished. We should never consider electing her. And no matter what, they're going to vote for her. Other guys would say, you know what? My conscience won't let me vote for either one of them, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. Truth is, either Hillary or Trump is going to be president of the United States. The discussion was very, very healthy. But I want to put this out here, and I think it's something we ought to consider. I found out today is something that's really kind of discouraging to me. Christians, for the most part, a lot of Christians, really, really hateful. There are people who are mad at me because of the position I've taken. In fact, they call me a sinner.
Because 10 years ago,
the decision I've made about who I'm going to vote for. My goodness, we're so judgmental. Christians, I'm talking about, so hateful and judgmental towards one another. You know, scriptures tell us that your enemies will be those of your own household. Hey, folks, Trump ain't going to save America. Hillary ain't going to save America. What we have to do is not worry about making America great again. We got to make the church great again. Healthy discussion is a good thing. I hope you're not mad just because I don't agree with you. And I'm not mad at you if you don't agree with me. Jesus is the only answer to the mess we have in America. Let's make the church great again, huh? God bless y'all.
Do you believe?
Hey, huh? 10 years, what? 10 years ago, same message, same message, same message. And, you know, my coaching experience, my coaching career, it's always been the same. Most of us take correction and direction as criticism. We don't know how to receive it. The Bible says that whom the Lord loves, he chasteneth, he disciplines. Never feels good. Nobody likes to be disciplined. Nobody likes to be have it pointed out. Hey, Spencer, pull up if you can. Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena. Nobody likes to be. The job of a coach. Disciplines, job of a father, discipline, job of a teacher, discipline. See, that's why they taught when in education, they call it teaching them the disciplines. By disciplines, they meant areas of education, the disciplines. And a discipline, to discipline means to make yourself do what you don't want to do because you know it's the right thing to do. That's what discipline's all about. And if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then your dad takes off his belt. And whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. And so the Lord loves you sometimes. And what feels like frustration and judgment and whatever it is nothing more than he just took off his belt. That's all he did. He just took off his belt. He's giving you a spanking. He said, go sit in the corner for a while, right? Go sit in the corner. And that's one of the toughest things to do as a parent. We all know that, right? How hard it is. I look at our son. He's having a hard time. He didn't know how to discipline his little girls. He yells at them, then they don't do it. I'm not trying to expose my son. I'm sure a lot of you in the same situation. I said, dude, grab her and spank her butt. Whack her on the butt and sit her down. Make her understand there's consequences to not obeying. It's true of the gospel, isn't it? Consequences to not obeying. So anytime you put yourself out there, doesn't matter what it is, anytime you take a what they would call an unpopular position, I don't even know what that means anymore, an unpopular position, it's going to be pushback. It's going to be pushback. And really all you can do is know that, talking to me now, that when I come here in the morning, I've laid it before the Lord, and I'm not above discipline. I'm not above correction. But I know that in my own heart, I'm trying to say what needs to be said, maybe in a way that some of you haven't heard it said. That's all right. My intentions were good, because it's not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of the deeds could have done better. Credit belongs to the man who's actually out there in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat. See, I can't raise your family. You can't raise my family. I'm not married to your wife. You're not married to my wife. I don't know your situation, right? The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there's no effort without erring and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself on a worthy cause, but the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. That's so true, isn't it? Isn't that so true? The criticism that comes from what I call those in the pop, in the peanut gallery. Jeezy crammy. So you have to take all that with a grain of salt. Because I say to my wife, I say to my friends all the time, if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't do that. If you knew what I knew, and unfortunately, most people don't know what you know. I say, don't do that, man. Here's what this is going to take you. If you knew what I knew. And so that's one of the toughest things, right, is to have truth come across as love. Discipline never feels good. I don't care who you are. It never feels good. But whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. I got someplace I want to go this morning. And Coach Dave has told us for quite a while two things. Who told you that and why you believe him? You say vaccines. I'm going to talk about that today because that's on the upper echelon of what's going on, right? All that vaccine, all that stuff. Who told you that? And why do you believe him? So as I dig in on Fauci, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Fauci today, as I dig in on Fauci, is there anybody else out there that knew Fauci was lying? Anybody out there? Anybody in the Congress? 100 congressmen, 435 congressmen, 100 senators, all that nobody knew Fauci was lying. Sherry Tenpenny did. Paul Gosselin did. When Paul Gosselin said, that guy's lying, and what'd they do? Well, they tried to bury him. Tried to kill him, actually. Tried to kill him. Because why? He was going against the established narrative. He goes against established narrative. You mean to tell me nobody sat down with Anthony Fauci and said, come on, dude, tell me what the hell's going on here, Anthony? Huh? Because, see, he's of his father, the devil, and the works of his father he will do. Okay, going somewhere. Going somewhere. Martin, get ready. I'm going to let you come in and talk about the vax a little bit. I'm going to talk. It's all, friends, it's all coming out. It's all coming out. Now, here's a question. If, in fact, we know that Anthony Fauci and his cohorts, whoever they would be, maybe your elected official, who you elected to represent you, us, if Anthony Fauci knew that the vaccine was killing people, which he clearly knew, we now know he clearly knew. He wasn't the only one. Are elected officials complicit? If I elect a watchman and somebody breaks in the door while the watchman's sitting there, the watchman's accountable, isn't it? And so if I elected 535 representatives, isn't it their job to know? Are they to blindly follow, or is it their job? Are they the protective branch in front of me and my family? And what do we know? What do we now know? And I don't know what they're going to. We've all heard about the Nuremberg trials. What was the Nuremberg trials? Well, they were killing people and found out. Greatest mass murderer probably in my lifetime is not Hitler. It's probably Anthony Fauci. And who knew? Did he know? to Fauci. Folks, you say, Coach, I don't want to talk about this to study. I came here today to get encouraged. Well, you better know this. Because if you're watching this show, you're about 13 steps ahead of everybody else that you're hanging around. They ain't got any idea what's going on. They're listening to Tom Broken Jaw and all. They're listening to all that crap. And they're, well, come on. You know what I'm telling you, right? Yeah, Mel, there's no liability. There's no accountability. There's no liability. And I think it was Teddy Roosevelt, or maybe it was one of those guys. No, it was General Douglas MacArthur, said at the end of the day, I'm paraphrasing, at the end of the day, if you can't point at who was in charge, then there really wasn't anybody in charge. If the ball is fumbled on the football field, you ought to be able to point at who fumbled it. And if the fumble is recovered, you ought to be able to point at who recovered it. So somebody fumbled. Now, Mel put in there, it's by design, probably by design. Why is it by design? Because they hate Christ. They hate the followers of Christ. They hate all things Christian. And most of modern Americans aren't really Christians anymore. They have a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, and such men turn away. Okay, hang on. Man, oh man. What are we going to do? Fauci lied to us. They all knew Fauci lied to us. Millions of people died. Millions of people died. And we just go, sorry, bud. Sorry, my bad. Dr. Paul said Dr. Mengele was never disciplined for the Nuremberg trials, right? Do we have the balls? Do we have the guts to publicly hang Fauci? Oh, hang on. His compatriots who knew and didn't say anything. God help us here, huh? Okay, let me show you. I'll get you in a second, Mark. I want to talk a little bit about what you got on there. Pull up Dell Bigtree, number 5, on the vax. That's what we're going to talk about today, okay? A little bit about the vax, because now we know, folks, they lied to us. They lied to us. They knew it, and they lied to us. We now know it. And some of you have family members who are dead because they lied to us, right? Good. Play this.
When people say, why would they do it? Why would the country, why would a nation lie? Why would our government lie to us? There's the mistake inside, like maybe they didn't know it was as problematic when they took on the liability themselves. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the problem got so big and they buried too many bodies.
Yeah, they're invested in their lie.
But also, if they see this as the tool for a safer growth control on the future of humanity and our species, and if we ruin it, they don't have a backup plan. There's no better way to just slowly start reducing the population amongst those that don't work, amongst those that are too poor, that are draining on your resources. They want that ability. Maybe me and Andy Wakefield and Bobby Kennedy, we're just in the way of what was such a perfect plan, Dell. It was a perfect plan. Why did you have to start asking questions? Why did you make everybody start asking, wait a minute, whoa. How many vaccines are you about to give me? How many vaccines are you about to give my kids? What's in them? Where are the safety studies? Did you do a placebo trial? Dell, why did you have to do that? Everything was going so perfectly. We were moving to our perfect society. Do you not realize we had utopia in our sights? Only healthy people, only rich, healthy people living freely together. Less of us enjoying our resources without all these hanger-oners getting in our way.
The great unwashed.
That's it.
Yeah, that's how they look at it, the mass of humanity. And they get to decide.
See, that at the bottom line is we do not understand. I'm talking about believers do not understand the depth of evil that we're dealing with. We don't even really talk. Folks, we had churches closed down. Huh? We had churches closed down. We had pastors supporting the masking of children. We had pastors. We had churches who stayed open, who were ridiculed by other churches. Come on, you're big boys and girls here, aren't we? Huh? And now we look back, say, how'd they do that? Well, you know how they told? Because they told us that there was a separation between the church and state. That's why. And government's God. Government gets to tell you right from wrong. Fauci's the new pope. Listen to Fauci. And then everybody else just follows along like little seals. Honk, 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 honk. And here we are. Here we are. Millions, literally millions of dead. And what if the purpose of the vaccine was to kill millions? A culling of the herd. What if they get rid of some of those old people? It wouldn't be such a drain on Medicare and Medicaid. And they're at the end of their lives. Hell, they're going to die anyway. Let's quit spending so much money on them. Let's just let them die. Yeah, amen? Somebody say amen.
Boom.
Now, Paul Gosselin's in here. I know. Sherry Tenpenny. The ones who were unbelievably Carrie Made, who were ridiculed because of the government because they wouldn't toe the line. Science. Jump in here, Paul. What do you think? Huh? You knew what was going on. Did others know what was going on? Just look the other way, save their jobs, Paul. What do you think?
I'm not that sophisticated, folks. Coach, I just know what I'm being lied to by the government.
That's right. And your own colleagues saying you can't be a doctor anymore because you won't obey the government. Isn't that really what it was, Paul? You won't toe the party line, so you can't be a doctor anymore.
You know, all those folks were looking at their jobs, Coach. They weren't going to defy the narrative, Coach. Every single one of them. And it's hard for me not to despise them, Coach. But
Paul, none of them wanted to be the man in the arena today. None of them wanted to be the one that stood up and say, "That's wrong. Stop doing it." None of them wanted to do it. Right, Paul? You were alone, huh?
It was a big paycheck they were losing.
Yep.
I mean, you were there, Coach.
I was there, man. Hey, they're old people. They're just draining it, man. They're just draining the system, those old people. Right?
Hey, George. Me too. I'm sorry, Coach. I lost a lot, Coach, right? And I this spiritual war thing, if you look after I got shot the very next day, the reason I got shot was because of COVID. That's what it said in the article.
Did it really?
To God, you got to read.
You didn't toe the party line, man. You didn't toe the party line, Paul.
Yeah, I said, Coach, I'm struggling these days because they're still hanging on to that persecution for me, Coach. So,
well, Paul,
I appreciate the prayers.
We saw that in the hearings, right? The hearings. You know, the guys asking the questions, those senators sitting there asking the questions in the hearing, they're the freaking guilty ones. It's their job to make sure that doesn't happen. Am I right? Huh?
I think he's a sacrifice of the lamb, Coach. I think he's just he's the face of COVID, and they're going to drag him down. But you know how many thousands and thousands of other people are involved with this?
Oh, man.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I mean, I actually see him back for Fauci.
Yeah,
all he has to do is redeem himself.
the question we have to ask ourselves is there going to be justice? Is there going to be justice? And the reason I'm concerned about that is they're all wrapped up in it. If your elected official didn't know that the vaccines were killing people, he's got no business being an elected official. Because in the background, before he took a position publicly, he should have done every investigation he could to understand what was going on. Now, you mean to tell me they didn't know it was killing people? They didn't know. Well, they knew, but they weren't going to say anything because it was going to cost them their job, cost them money. Paul, they're going to get kicked out of the medical association. So at the end, everybody's out to cover their own ass. Yes or no, folks? Yes or no? And that's where we are. And we don't even know. I'm going to get into it here in a second. How many people died? Now, I'll let Martin come in here. He emailed me, texted me this morning, said, "Coach, I want to tell you what happened here." So, Martin, tell us your story, but not your life story, on you and the vaccine and losing your loved ones. Go ahead, Martin.
Sure. Well, once again, thanks, Coach Dave, for your platform, and thank you for being a truth teller, not a truth hider, so that you can hide, you know,
amen,
your book.
Amen.
I appreciate you, Coach Dave, and I passed on a lot of your shows because you're a truth teller. And that's why I always try to listen in as much as I can. This is a picture of my brother, Chris. He died in 2022. He hated needles, Coach, but he believed Fauci. He believed the science. In fact, that's what I wrote on it, Coach.
Wait a minute. No. Hey, Martin, he believed all the elected officials, didn't he? He believed all the elected officials.
Yeah. Believe it or not, he did. And he wouldn't listen to his little brother because I was sending him information from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You mentioned Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I sent him information from Dr. Sukrit Bhakti. Sent him all kinds of information. And what I wrote down at his memorial was our brother believed them. He wanted to do the right thing for everyone too.
Amen.
And he's dead. Praise God. He died in his sleep from a blood clot the size of a pink eraser, what we used to carry in our school boxes when we were kids. Okay. Here's his actual autopsy report. And if you wouldn't mind, Coach, circumstances of death. The decedent is a 55-year-old Caucasian male who was reportedly found unresponsive in his residence on the evening of 3/20/2022. Has a history of hypertension. Chris did deal with hypertension, but it was never deadly. And watch this, Coach. COVID-19 vaccination times 2 plus booster.
Oh, my goodness. 3 shots, huh?
He got, yeah. So he got, and almost on the day of his first shot, remember they had to do the 2 regiment for Pfizer. That's when he died. And actually it was a couple days earlier to his anniversary date, to his very first shot that he got at Safeway in Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
Free, now, I suppose. Remember, was it a free one, Martin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He got a free one.
They were all free. The government paid for it. Our tax dollars paid for the death of my brother. Yeah. And also, this is something that I've got a copy of, too, thanks to Dr. James Thorpe, the OBGYN, who came out publicly many years ago and said, you need to look up the 5.3.6 post-marketing data. 5.3.6 post-marketing data. That data was subpoenaed by Aaron Seary in those days, Coach, that Pfizer said, we want to hide it for 75 years. Well, this dear valiant warrior attorney says, no, we want to see it now. And during 2020, when Trump was 45, this data was compiled. And on page 7 of that data, Coach, just within 7 pages, Coach, of the Pfizer trial, we don't have Moderna or AstraZeneca or J&J, the other main ones that was alive and well back then killing people. We only have Pfizer as of right now. On page 7, Table 1, under the category fatal, it has the number 1,223 written next to it. So there were 1,223 test folks that passed away during just the Pfizer trial, and it got released anyway. That was before they released it into the masses.
Okay.
So they knew.
They knew.
So
Marty, we move on here, Mark. What's the retribution? Should there be retribution? Do we just say, oh, forgive and forget? They didn't know what they were doing. We were all surprised by it, and it hit us so fast. And nobody, what do you think, Marty?
No, not until they repent.
They were paid to know, weren't they, Martin? They were paid to know the truth. It was their job.
Right. Yeah, I would say that here is the white fibrous clots, Coach, that they're finding in corpses that got vaccinated for COVID-19. These are now published in a real medical journal, thanks to retired Air Force Major Thomas Haviland and all of his work that he's been doing since 2022. It's real. And I just want to say that what can we do? Well, I went and talked to Warren Davidson, Coach, congressman for Ohio. And I went right up to him and I said, I need answers, Coach, or Warren, I need answers. I said, I represent a group of the vaccine grieving folks here in the United States of America. And I said, and there's another group called the vaccine injured that would like to speak to the representatives as well. And I speak on their behalf as well. And long story short, he said, Martin, I have a bill that's in, the Congress right now. I said, okay, what's it going to do? He said, it's going to help the injured from the vaccine veterans. I said, can you expand it to the rest of us in the United States population. He says, we got to go one step at a time. I said, how many supporters do you have in Congress, in our federal Congress? He says, about 15. I said, where is it at? Is it in committee? Is it being voted on? He said, this is what he said, Coach Dave. He said, the Speaker of the House does not like it. I said, why is that? He said, because it's going to cost money. He said, but Martin, I told him, I don't care. The people are injured. Our veterans are injured, and we need to do something about it. So,
Marty, they're accessories. So their job was health, and they were accessory to murder. Anyway,
so this is what we can do. This is what we can do, Coach. He said, I said, so what do we do as we the people, Congressman Davidson? He said, contact your congressman. Tell him to support my bill. And I'm going to contact Mike Turner in my district. So everybody that's watching Coach Dave all around the United States, contact your congressman and tell them to support Warren Davidson's bill. We got to get the ball rolling on restitution happening to us, the injured and the grieving. And then he said, also, Martin, make sure that you tell everybody to call the Speaker of the House's office and say, we want this bill passed.
Amen. Amen. And we've got a lot of work to do. Thanks, Marty. I'm not making light of it. This is so broad, so deep. I don't know if you guys saw this. Did you guys see part number six for me? I got to show you this real quick. This was Fauci's accomplice being before Congress. Go ahead, play that real quick.
Did you eat my beef jerky?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Did you eat my beef jerky?
On the advice of...
Play it again.
Counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Did you eat...
Amen. There it is, right, folks? Huh? Yep. I'm not going to answer. I'm like my self-incrimination, right? Hey, I want to know who else knew. Vinny, come on in then. Come on. I got more. Don't go away. Thanks, Martin. Go ahead, Vinny.
You asked if the medical establishment was paying attention to what was happening, but you have to understand this was the intended purpose of all they were doing. They injected us with garbage and then they just played dumb. I don't know if you saw the RFK appearance on CNN with Dana Bash.
Yes.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Amen. So Vinny, here's a question. Again, look, I don't want to come off as a Trump defender all the time, okay? Trump is the one who did the hurried it up. I can't remember. Well, who was he listening to? Trump ain't no doctor. He ain't no doctor. What did they call that one? What was the name they gave that?
Warp speed.
Warp speed. Operation Warp Speed. So Trump's sitting there, like me. I got a doctor here telling me this, and a doctor here telling me this. I got to believe the doctor. Got to believe the doctor's right. But at the end of the day, Trump can't pass the buck because it's his job to know the truth. And unfortunately, he had people around him who lied to him. Why did they lie to him? Probably because they were bought off by the pharmaceutical companies, would be my guess, right? So Trump is proud of it. Warp speed, we're going to take it. And he killed people. Is Trump, is he innocent? No, I don't think he's innocent, but I think he's closer to having an excuse. And what would he have done if the virus was killing a lot of people and he refused to, so he damned if you do and damned if you don't, is the way I see it. And that swamp is so freaking deep that even those on his team, he couldn't really trust. Hang on a minute. I'm looking for something here. Where is it? Pull up Peter Navarro. Number three, Peter Navarro. I'll get all of you in here. I got some really, really good stuff. That's number three, I think, Spence. Huh? Okay, now come on. This is, Peter Navarro. Go ahead.
The best answer to your question, Piers, is hydroxychloroquine. I would guess, not knowing your views on this, that you think hydroxychloroquine is a quack medicine. But let me tell you this. This is one of the many fights I had with Tony Fauci. Hydroxychloroquine, we now know going forward with all the studies, is number one, it's a very safe medicine. Number two, it's particularly effective for prophylaxis, which helps first responders. And number three, it has a decent benefit in the first 7 days of an infection. So I had a million tablets of hydroxy sitting in warehouses ready to be dispensed to the American people. And I take this to the bank, Piers. If I had been able to do that, thousands of Americans would be alive. Now, where does Fauci come into this? And this is where the blame is. In March of 2020, Fauci in his diary, several diary entries, is on record saying that hydroxychloroquine is very, very safe. He wanted it distributed immediately. He wanted remdesivir to go through trials, not the other way around. And he was all for it. The politics changed radically when President Trump said, hey, let's try hydroxychloroquine. There was like this just mass insanity in the left-wing media. Fauci flipped with that, and he was part of the pressure on the FDA to prevent this administration and me specifically from being able to do what I did. So when you ask me, do I give any slack to Tony Fauci, I say, absolutely not. There's a good case. I think we would have found out today whether he created the virus and killed people if he hadn't taken the fifth. And if I had been Rand Paul and the Justice Department, I would have given him immunity, good pun there, just to get the truth out of him. If you gave him like testimony,
he would have had to answer those questions.
See, the media, folks, the media is so complicit in this. They don't want to know the truth either. They don't want the truth to come out. They blew the freaking horn 24/7. They blew the horn. They don't want the truth to come out. Come on in, Betty.
Good morning. Yes, not only did they kill them with the vaccines, the ones that didn't want to take it, they killed them with remdesivir.
Yes, sir.
My brother, he lasted one day, and they had him gone, and there was nobody to protect him. I tried to get up there, and I just could not make it. But
they
put him
in the hospital, gave him remdesivir, and they were dead. 2 days later, they were dead.
And the thing is, he had a cold, and I went to New York that time because I called him and said, should I come home? He said, nope, I got a slight cold. I'm going home tomorrow. Next thing I know, he was going from Rapid City to Minneapolis. Imagine Minneapolis, VA, of all places. And they took him down there, 8-hour drive. And by the time I got up there, he was dead the next day.
Folks, do you understand this? Are you looking at me? It was a population experiment. Tell me you understand that. Please tell me that you understand it. It was a population destruction attack. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They wanted to get rid of old sick people because they were taking up so much money. Plus, they're dead. They didn't have to pay them any more Social Security. Always follow the money. Claudine, amen. Come on in, Claudine, and then Joe. Go ahead, Claudine.
Good morning, Coach. You're right on it. It's all about the money. Everybody was paid to down to your smallest towns. Received money. My own town got over $250,000 and they were slated for another $250,000. And I said, hell no, keep your snake money.
Amen.
Everybody got paid. Your state representatives, your state senators, your executive councilmen, your city councilmen, they all got money. And if it wasn't your local, it was your local towns and cities got money.
Mm.
And they spent it because there were specific rules. They had to spend the money on certain things in a certain period of time. And So there, the tracking of this money is insane. And this will never, we will never get justice because everybody took the bait.
Sort of like Epstein, huh? I'm worried about the Epstein Island. I'd like to get to the bottom of this because if we continue to have ungodly, demonic leadership, there ain't no hope for us. Bless you, Claudine. Keep fighting in there, will you? Joe Allen, go, Joe.
Okay. Cause and effect.
Yep.
We lost Carol's mom over this as well in the first wave. But if you have noticed, there's been doors opening here in our government, wonderful government, that if you was affected by the government of any wrongdoing, it was just shot down by the courts. So somebody's trying to put out there some kind of way of reimbursement of the government's actions.
What do you mean, Joe? Reimbursement for the people who, the families of those who died, you mean?
Well, they put out.
Hey, Joe, let me stop you a second, because here's our dilemma. The government's going to reimburse people with my money.
Right.
You understand, the government ain't got no money, folks. Go ahead, Joe.
So what the clarity needs to be happening on what they are meaning. They put out government been injured by the government. So what does that mean? We don't know.
We don't
and
know.
They got shot down.
And hey, Joe, not only that, 100 senators, 435 representatives. It's 435, yeah. How many of them knew? Look at Paul Gosselin. Look at Sherry Tenpenny. Look what the government did to anybody who spoke out on the other side. Fair and balanced, I thought. I thought Fox News, fair and balanced. Hey. Fox News tell you not to take the jab? No, they didn't tell you that either, did they? What a psyop, huh? George, come on in. Claudine, your hand's still up. I'll get you back in if you want to come back. Go ahead, George.
Thank you, Coach.
Georgia grass looks good. Thanks for mowing it, man. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. The vaccine is it's a tracking system. Anybody that's vaccinated has a MAC address. If you have the old BlackBerry phone, I do. You have a MAC address, and you pulled up. There's in the airport, they put you.
So in other words, they put something in the vaccine that they can electronically track.
Track you, yes. And when you go in the airport,
by the way, George, Franklin Graham told me to take it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. Listen, when you go in the airport, there's big metal detectors to show if you have a weapon on you. No, it's not that. It's to detect the heart murmur of everybody that's jabbed, and they can shut you down right here, right now. It's also a self-constructing lipid nanovirus with 5 deadly pathogens inside of it, hydrogel and graphene oxide, and it's activated. What happens is the 5G towers is a weapon system. It's not for communication. And at 18.1 gigahertz, 3 one-minute pulses, it deletes the 139P gene in your forehead, which is a lobotomy. And the kids' video game shows the zombie apocalypse. Exactly. That's what's going to happen. And that's what this is the tip of the iceberg on the whole thing.
Devil's real, baby.
He's real.
Devil is real.
Amen.
Pastor Clint, come on in.
Thank you, Coach. I think it was Betty said everybody got money.
Yep.
There was a list.
Churches got money too, right, Pastor?
That's what I was fixing to say. There was a list that showed the churches that got money, and you would not believe how many churches got money. Of course, all the big churches, but even small churches around here, they took the money. And then we got something in the mail that we were supposed to call them and set up to get money. And I said, I am not taking money from these people, because when you take their money, then you've got to do what they say. And that was part of the deal. And so I called my my sheriff, and I said, look, we're going to have meetings. You can do what you want to. He said, I don't care. And so, yeah, even churches got money. That's why I know Jimmy Swaggart, they remodeled their entire church right after that, and that was COVID money. There's no doubt.
Oh, my goodness, huh?
Sickening.
It's sickening. I mean, it's really, folks, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Hey, Pastor Clint, I appreciate you, man, because I know you're a stand-up guy out there. And I got something. I'm going to show you something. I'll show a video here in a second. I'm trying to run through these here pretty quickly. Brett, go ahead. Brett, and then James, Tom, JT after Brett. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning, team.
Good morning.
So, I mean, these people, these victims deserve restitution. But like you said, Coach, it's our money, not the government's.
That's right.
But what these bills and so on, nothing is going to change, and we all know it, unless people go to jail. The hard part.
That's right.
The hard part has got to be done.
Start at the top, right?
What's going to change in the future? We give more money?
No, here's what they're going to want. See, they're going to want grace, mercy. No. Justice. Mercy follows justice. Hang Fauci, and then we'll apologize to his wife.
And if it doesn't happen, they'll ask for mercy for the next time.
The next person's going to think twice before they do it, right?
If justice is done,
we have to have justice. Hey, fuck, folks. Hey, folks. Justice is a bitch, man. Serving your time is a bitch, baby. Running those extra sprints because you jumped off sides, that's a bitch. But that's what trains your heart, man. Discipline, punishment trains the heart. Righteous punishment trains the heart. And not only does it train the heart, it trains everybody else who thought maybe they would do it too. I used to stop practice for some kid had screwed up about the 10th time on the same thing. And I used to stop practice and give him the whistle. The kid had screwed up. Norm can attest to this. The kid had screwed up. I gave him the whistle. The kid that screwed up, I gave him the whistle. And I told everybody else to get down on the goal line. And they were going to run sprints while he, the violator, blew the whistle. And he didn't want to blow the whistle. Didn't want to do it. Because every time he blew the whistle, kids had to run. And every time he blew the whistle, they had to run again. And he realized that when he blew that whistle, he was punishing his team. A great lesson, man. It's a great lesson. JT.
Yeah. Ouch. That's a good teaching lesson.
Yes, it is.
Brother, let me tell you something. The spirit of fear is real.
It is.
It is real. And it is a spirit from the dark side.
Because God hadn't given us a spirit of fear, has he, Pat? JT?
A sound mind.
That's right.
The Messiah has said.
Yep.
So that being said, this. I remember my brother sitting in front of a TV, and there's a screen out of CNN. He bought Spock, and there's a screen on the side with tickers of how many people are dying from this freaking virus. Lying. I mean, it was all BS.
Yep.
And he to sit there and people absorb this fear. Chris, I'm not looking at the world. I can understand the world doing this, but the church.
JT, they died with COVID, not from COVID. Do you understand that yet, folks? They died with COVID, then they killed them.
Yeah, I'm just saying, so there was somebody who played a clip, and you could probably find that clip of all the people saying it's the anti-vaxxers. I mean, there was probably like 30 people say, government officials said it was our fault that we weren't getting out of this. I can rest assured, me being a spiritual person can see how the mark of the beast is going to be so willingly taken.
Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, because Michelle Dobenmeyer and Dave Dobenmeyer never considered the jab, not the first minute, not the first second.
Absolutely. The Holy, I was praying about this in 2019 when this started pushing out the late 2019 into the 2020. And I was praying about it. The Holy Spirit said, son, you tell your brother not to take that jab because this thing is created. That's why I have to wait about it. Love you, brother. Have a good week.
Amen. Thanks, JT. Come on in, Dr. Paul.
You know, during this time, Coach, I remember I had people stacked outside my office.
They hated you, didn't they, Paul? They hated you. Go ahead.
No, they...
not the people. The middle school system hated you.
And so after if anybody hasn't seen where I got shot, I'll show it sometime later. But I just posted the article that took place after I was shot in the street. And since I hadn't done anything, they said it was because of my stance on COVID. And you know, Coach, I won that case, right? Yep, so if you pull that up, go ahead and pull that up, please, whoever's there.
Spencer, what do you want to pull? You got to tell him what to pull up, though, Paul. Did you see?
Yeah, I put it up.
Oh, you put it in the chat. I'm sorry. Okay.
Man shot Berryville is a physician who lost his medical license. Coach, you know I didn't lose my medical license.
Well, first
license.
Of all, they're saying you deserved it. That's what they're saying. That's right. In the headline, right?
It's disgusting, Coach. The whole thing is a pack of lies, and there's not a thing you can do about it. I'm not pleading the fifth. I want the story to get out there, Coach.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
As it hey, were, Paul, I'm Paul, still...
Don't you think they would say doctor shot in Berryville instead of man? A man was shot? Well, he's a physician who lost his medical license. He deserves it. That's what they're saying, right?
You know what? And they couldn't find any criminal record or anything else other than my military record.
Man,
and there you go. They have to say that I was shot because of this. This
Paul, you, this talk means, you, goes. You talk about defamation. Right there it is, dude. There it is. That's
and what do you do? You can't sue this guy that wrote this article. Man. I mean, this is just some journalist that's throwing garbage out there.
Well, Paul, you were evidently a suspicious person. You were a suspicious person in the parking lot. Good thing they shot you. Oh, my goodness, folks. We're so blind. We're so blind. RL, come in. Tell us your story, not your life story. Not you, RL. Everybody, try to get through a few here. Go ahead, RL. Warren, go ahead. I'm not hearing anybody. Is it on my end? I'm not hearing Lauren or RL. Let's see if I hear Judah.
Hey, Coach.
Yep, gotcha.
I was going to tell Paul, you should... file your cases under pro se and then just let them sit there. They're file markers or history, because on the other side of this, you just go back and you pull the little file out and say, you know what? I want to redeem this.
Mm. Well, Judah and Paul, you guys need to talk. that's above my pay grade, as they like to say. Hey, Spencer, why do I have this thing up over here on my scan? I got something up here on my screen over here. Lauren, come on in. There you go. Thanks, Spence. Go ahead, Lauren.
So, and the other aspect of this on the other side is, what about all these kids that had to do online learning and all these kids that couldn't play sports that completely screwed up their scholarships to go to college and committed suicide because they didn't have anything else to do?
Well, thank God your pastor stood up against it. Thank God.
Well, yeah. You know what happened with when I asked for Hope to, because she's vaccine injured. When I asked her pastor to write, you know, a religious exemption for Hope, he literally looked at me and said, "Well, do you take Tylenol?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "What does that have to do with this?" Well, Tylenol. You know, supposedly has aborted fetuses in it. So why do you take that if you're against abortion?
That's what he told you.
Literally told me that. I had to look for a pastor that was it was RT. I think you met RT at His Glory when you were there. He's the one who wrote it. I he wrote the religious exemption for Hope. I literally, it took me forever to get one so that she didn't have to take one.
Thank you, Laura Ann. I know you've been through it. Let me throw this out here real quickly before I forget. I make notes to myself every morning. I don't want to change gears. Go to number 7. I listened to JR's show on Saturday morning, last call, and go to the 30-minute mark. Folks, this would be worth your time to listen. Just go to the 30-minute mark, and just I'm going to play a clip from JR, and then put it in the chat. It'd be well worth your time. The Socratic Method. Go ahead, play it.
Oh, are we back?
Put it at 1.5 speed.
Brake thing didn't work like it's supposed to. I'll try it one more time.
Keeping you informed. This is Last Call with BJ Edwards.
Modern technology.
Informing you about the family, right?
Say again, please.
I said, now we're informing you about the family, keeping you informed.
Yeah.
He makes an interesting comment there about honoring your parents. I would like to add something to what Charlie said is, you know, a way to honor your parents is being the best person you can be, despite what your parents have flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does, right? That's not an excuse for not being good. It's the effort, you know, you try to be good. And
move it ahead a little bit. Nothing against Kevin. I'm running out of time. Move it ahead a little bit. Nothing against Kevin.
An event today.
Same kids.
Yep.
And again, you know, kids honoring their parents. Oh, wait, they took that off the wall in their schools, didn't they?
Yeah, they did on purpose, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
That includes
okay, forget. Listen, just put it in the chat. I thought I had it marked at the right spot, right? Called the Socratic Method. Socratic Method. In other words, who told you that? Who told you that? When somebody says something, don't let them get away with just saying something that they just heard. They just, who told you that? And then make them tell you, who told you that? And you're going to find out they don't know who told them. They saw it on TV. They heard it from a neighbor. Who told you that? It's called the Socratic Method. And folks, I would tell you, it'd be worth your time to put in the chat to go view that. Okay, cool. Let me kind of end on a producer says, I don't know where the hell it is. I don't know where it is. I tried to find it. I had it this morning. I thought, I don't know where it is. It's somewhere on there. Watch it. I encourage you to watch it. How about this lady, number 8? Not me. Coach theme of Coach Dave Live. Pull up number 8 and put it at 1.5 speed. And somebody tell me how the entire Christian world could be so wrong on COVID. How could the God's watchmen, Israel's watchmen are blind? How could God's churches, pastors, be so blind to what was going on? And I came across this video and I thought, 1.5 speed, go ahead and play it.
One of the reasons who
feels like something is off in the church. Go ahead.
I stay on social media and say the things that I say is because the Father put it in my heart years ago to do it for the one. I wrestled for years on going to church and also reading my Bible, studying my Bible, and testing what church was saying versus what my Bible was saying. And I started to see red flags that I couldn't ignore. I know that there are people sitting in Sunday church service and they know something is off. For years, I wrestled with that. I wrestled with what I was reading and what I was listening from the pulpits, and I felt absolutely crazy. I, for years, wrestled in silence thinking that something was wrong with me because I was no longer agreeing with like the main core doctrines that Christianity teaches. I am after the one who knows something is off but can't put their finger on it. And I know that those people are out there because that was me. And the biggest difference is that I didn't have anyone to talk to. I wrestled with things silently for years, feeling like I was the crazy one. Something was wrong with me. That quiet, still voice and the power of Yah's mercy and grace and strength and love held me until I finally understood that he was calling me out of Christianity. That sounds absolutely wild to say, because how could the deception be that deep? How could the traditions and lies be in the one place that we've been told our whole lives is the stewards of light and truth. And that's why I say what I say and do what I do, because I know that there are people out here wrestling with the same things I wrestled with. When I put things out there on social media, it's never to gain followers. It's never to convert the masses. I'm always thinking about that one person, because we have inherited so much false doctrine, so many traditions, so much error. I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm just living my faith out loud. I never want to be a source of truth for anybody. I say that all the time because I really don't want to be your source of truth. I want to be a resource for you in your pursuit of truth. And a lot of times what that looks like is just like talking to someone, answering questions. Not that I claim to know it all, but I know the one who does. Everything I do is for the one. One of the
So it's the point I'm making about churches. We go to churches and we trust the expert. Who told you that, and why should you believe him? Who told you that, and why should you believe him? Let me finish on a light note here, okay? This is kind of the way that I feel in my allegiance to America. Everything I'm going on, a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, what we're teaching them in our schools, what we're teaching them in our churches, what we're just in general, the lack of righteousness, the lack of what's right and what's wrong, the lack of truth being an opinion. I mean, not the lack of it, but the fact that truth has just become an opinion, the mess that we find ourselves in. So I thought maybe it would be appropriate that we all rise for the playing of the national anthem. Go ahead and play the number 9.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Play ball. See you tomorrow.